Shalom, everybody. As the name of the parsha suggests, Parsha Shoftim discusses many of the halachos and procedures of a Jewish court, a Sanhedrin, a Beis Din. And as part of that discussion, the Torah describes what happens when someone worships Avodah Zarah, God forbid, and how they're tried, and if all the criteria are met, how they're executed. And as part of that topic, the Torah says that if you find someone who does evil, and then Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Gimel Vayelech Vayavod Elohim Acherim Vayishtachu Lahem, etc. If you find someone who goes and serves Avodah Zarah, if they worship the sun, the moon, etc., then this is what happens to them. But the Torah uses the expression Vayelech Vayavod. They went and they served. Why? Why does the Torah add Vayelech to the service of Avodah Zarah? Just say Vayavod Elohim Acherim. And as a matter of fact, we find that the expression of Halicha very, very often in Tanakh in relation to Avodah Zarah. So, for example, in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Gimel, when the Torah told us about a false Navi who told people to worship Avodah Zarah, the Torah says that the Navi tells people, Nelcha Acharei Elohim Acherim. Or in that same Perek in Re'eh, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin, when the Torah told us about a Mesis, someone, not a Navi, but someone who tries to convince others to serve Avodah Zarah, the Torah again says that the person said to others, Nelcha v'na'avda Elohim Acherim. Or we have in that same parasha a few psukim later, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalit, about an Ir Hanidachas, a city where most or all of the people served Avodah Zarah, that Torah says the same words, that they said to each other, Nelcha v'na'avda Elohim Acherim. Or in Parshas Nitzavim, in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Hei, the Torah says, Vayelchu v'ya'avdu Elohim Acherim. And there's many other examples in Tanakh. So the question is, why? Why does the Torah use the expression often, Halicha, Vayelech, Nelcha, when it comes to Avodah Zarah? This question is asked on our parsha by Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg, who died in 1946. He was a Rav in Denver. And he says this in his Sefer on the Chumash Yalkut Yehuda. It's on Sefer Devarim in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Gimel in Sif Katan Beis. The Yalkut Yehuda says that when someone worships Avodah Zarah, they don't just leave Hashem, God forbid. They leave Bnei Yisrael as well. Bnei Yisrael are completely linked, completely tied to Hashem. So when someone leaves Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, they leave Bnei Yisrael as well. And that's why the Torah adds the words Vayelech, or Nelcha, or Vayelchu. They left, they went, when it comes to Avodah Zarah. That is the Yalkut Yehuda. Another beautiful answer was given almost 100 years earlier by Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. He was the Rav of Königsberg in East Prussia. He died in 1865. This is asked in his Sefer, Haksav V'Akabalah. And he says the following beautiful idea. Again, it's on our Parsha, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Gimel. The expression of Halicha, as in Vayelech or Nelcha, does not only mean to go or to walk. Rav Mecklenburg says that Halicha is used in Tanakh to talk about something, in his words, Hanitzrach Lizrizut V'hitamtzut Yitera. It refers to any action that requires extra effort, extra energy. When someone has to work hard to get something done, the Torah often uses the word Vayelech, Vayelchu, etc. He gives an example in Parshas Shlach, when the Meraglim returned from their journey in Eretz Canaan. When they returned to give their negative report to Moshe, it was not easy. And what does the Torah say? It's in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chavav, Vayelchu, Vayavou El Moshe, V'el Aharon, etc. And there's other examples. And that is what the Ksav HaKabbalah says is going on in our Pasuk and elsewhere in Tanakh when the expression of Halicha is appended to serving Avodah Zarah. In the words of the Ksav HaKabbalah, Kama min hahitamtzut v'hitchazkut tzricha l'nefesh ha-yisraeli af lehayoter hadyot leha'iz panim lifrok me'alav ol malchus shamayim. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, a Jew, any Jew, even someone who's far away, chas v'shalom, from Hashem or from the Torah, any Jew, every Jew, is so holy, so pure, that it requires tremendous effort and hard work to turn away from Hashem, God forbid. And that's Vayelech, that's Vayelchu, that's Nelcha. We are all so connected to Hashem, whether we know it or not, whether we feel it or not. But we are so connected to Hashem that to serve idols is against our nature. It's swimming upstream. It's not easy. Someone who worships idols, Rachmana Litzlan, is going against their real self. They're going against the grain. And that's why the Torah appends very often, Vayelech, Vayelchu, and Nelcha to Avodah Zarah. Have an amazing day, everyone.